Tech politicians like to make outrageous bets and very often lose them. The former transport minister, Milan Szymanowski, had to pay his dues this week after losing a bet made during his time in office that the D47 highway cutting across North Moravia and leading to the Polish border would be finished by the end of 2008. Challenged by a political rival who criticized delays in construction, Mr. Szymanowski bet that he himself would walk the entire length of the highway, 82 kilometers, if it were not completed on time. Although the highway is now close to completion, it will not be open before mid-2009. And Mr. Szymanowski this week accepted defeat, donning a pair of comfortable walking shoes and setting out in the company of several party members who joined him out of solidarity. Wrapped up against the cold wind and equipped with pills for his stiff joints and plasters for his blisters, the former minister walked the entire stretch of the highway, covering 20 kilometres a day and calling it a final inspection of the motorway. Other highly publicised bets in Czech politics include a party leader who had to eat a live beetle after losing the elections and an MP who ended up delivering the post in her hometown for a day. The Czech government's sugar cube campaign for the country's upcoming EU presidency has come under fire from many sides. In the video clip, Czech celebrities including ice hockey star Jaromír Jágr, goalkeeper Petr Čech and top model Tereza Maxová do amusing things with sugar cubes. And the slogan is Evropě to osladíme, will make life sweeter for Europe. Now, the sugar cube was chosen because of its Czech roots. It was invented by Jakub Krištof Rath, the director of the Dačice sugar refinery in 1843. However, a closer look reveals that Rath was actually a native of Switzerland, and back then Dačice was part of the Austrian Empire. So there is some dispute over whether the sugar cube is really Czech. Moreover, critics say that Czechs have no reason to promote the sugar cube as their invention after EU agricultural policies killed the Czech sugar refining industry. And last but not least, critics point out that the Czech phrase Já ti to osladím has a second, far more aggressive meaning, which is I'll make your life hell. The coalition Christian Democrats have publicly distanced themselves from the government's campaign, and one MP went so far as to suggest that the cabinet might as well have used a type of smelly cheese made in the town of Olomouc to promote the Czech Republic's EU presidency with the slogan, Europe will definitely smell us, an idea that has many Czechs cracking jokes on the subject. Boxes are disappearing from towns and cities across the Czech Republic, and in a few years' time, children may have no idea what they looked like. Phone operator Telefonica O2, which runs the network of 24,000 phone boxes scattered around the country, says that they're simply not being used anymore and only attract vandals. One-fifth of all phone boxes are used less than 5 times a year, and some remain virtually untouched. Telefonica says the network will gradually be abolished in the course of the next few years. Although the number of mobile phones per head in the Czech Republic is the highest in Europe, some out-of-the-way towns are not happy with the decision, arguing that not all elderly people own a mobile or know how to use one, and that the public phone boxes should stay as long as they're needed, even by a handful of people, a few times a year. A Early morning drivers in the town of Hradec-Králové were treated to a most unusual sight this week. 20 large pigs were wandering around near a busy crossroads, shepherded by a number of police officers. The police were called to an early morning accident involving a truck carrying pigs to the slaughterhouse. And instead of investigating the accident, they had their hands full trying to keep the 24 SKPs out of the way of passing cars. Soon the pigs were peacefully foraging for food on a nearby strip of grass, but it was 2 hours before the police were able to herd them back into the truck. And many of the bystanders watching were secretly rooting for the pigs. Having once escaped the death sentence, maybe they should have been amnestied. It's not often you get to see a steam engine in a city centre, and the one that stops visitors to Brno in their tracks is fully functional, carrying passengers from Prague to the fairgrounds of the Brno Engineering Fair. For locals, the sight of the steam engine waiting at a red light is not so unusual. Trains are able to run through the city on special occasions, thanks to an industrial branch line established 50 years ago on the occasion of the first ever Brno Engineering Fair. Although it is a very special sight, the locals may not enjoy it for very much longer. The branch line is likely to be abolished within a planned reconstruction of the city's infrastructure. The latest reality show launched by commercial television Prima this month has left many Czechs hoping to make a quick buck rather disappointed. Nothing But the Truth is a question and answer session in which the participant takes a lie detector test. In the first few weeks since it was launched, none of the participants have won any money. Instead, their lives were turned upside down after the lie detector indicated that they were not telling the truth. One man lost his job. Another admitted before his stunned girlfriend that he had had better and did not plan on marrying her, while a third said that he often used pass-by date products in his restaurant and had on one occasion spat on a steak being prepared for a difficult customer. Having spoken the truth so far, he lost his chance of making big bucks when asked whether he would be prepared to eat anything produced in his restaurant kitchen. According to the lie detector, he would not. Well, now it's very likely nobody else will either.